Hi, Benchies. We hope you're doing well. Last month on the Patreon, we covered the Succession Season 3 finale and talked about the deep inherited traumas of its characters. We also play Fuck, Marry, Kill at the end, you know, to lighten the mood. But as always, if you'd like to unlock our more than 20 bonus episodes, reading lists, and access to a monthly Zoom meeting with us and a whole bunch of other Benchies, you can go to patreon.com/benchtopia. Once again, that's patreon.com/benchtopia.
The dismissive attachment that happens is because, like, when you're anxiously attached, it's because you can never predict if your parent is going to come back or not and connect with you. When you're dismissive or avoidant or, like, disorganized, it's just like, well, I fully accepted that they're just never going to be there for me when I need it. So now I don't even cry.
Right.
Now I don't even. And that's why, like, people say the cry it out method. It's like, oh, well, babies learn to soothe themselves. And it's like, no, they just learn that you're, like, never going to come.
Yeah.
So they just stop crying. And
yeah,
then you
exactly.
become emotionally detached, which, like, clearly some of the kids are like that. Like, Connor's like so pathetic too. He always calls him Pop.
I
and
know
he always is like, well, we really need to support Pop. And it's like, your father does not give a shit about you, and your mother somehow gives even less of a shit about you. It's like the
right.
saddest thing.
Yeah.
And like, who knows who Connor, right? He says like Connor's mom was crazy and like she was
yeah.
in it. Like, Logan only cares about his children because he wants them to be who he wants them to be.
Right.
And none of them have turned out the way he wants them to, which is such a common thing where parents are like, I want my children to be representations of me. And then they turn out fucked up. And you're like, well, you didn't do like what I wanted you to do. And it's
right.
like, well, you weren't the parent that like
I needed you to be. Yeah.
But that experiment is really interesting because like, babies will mimic, like, if the mom makes a sad face or like you start pretending to cry, they've shown this too, like the baby will start crying.
Yeah.
Like, the baby is so connected to you because you as a child, as a baby, you cannot regulate your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us were taught that that actually was just our job. You regulate
right.
your own emotions. Go to your room. If you're
yeah.
upset, go to your room. Go regulate your own emotions. And it's like, well, actually, I never knew this until recently, but like, you're not capable of doing
yeah.
that as a child.
No.
And like, you misbehaving is not you doing anything intentionally because you don't understand like
right.
your actions. So either you learn that like you throw big enough of a fit and mommy and daddy come back and you're big enough of a mess that they come and they have to save you like Kendall, or you learn that like you just never ask them for anything and then maybe they'll love you like Shiv.
Yeah.
And like, you just never cry, you never ask for anything, you never show them that you're upset. And it's like, all of these, they're such like tragic endings for these people. And like, I really think about too, like Roman's stunted sexual development too.
Yeah.
It's like, you are in some weird baby phase that you
right.
like never grew out of, where you can't even engage with people sexually because you're so stunted.
Yeah. No, it's like, I mean, they're just not like, none of them are capable of having healthy intimate relationships.
His mommy issues with Jerry
really so bad.